Well, the political scene is not nearly as turbulent in Dearborn, Michigan, but there was a historic election there on Tuesday. Dearborn has one of the largest Arab American populations in the United States. And for the first time, the city voted in a majority Arab American city council. Four out of the seven elected councilors are now Arab American. Joining us on the phone from Dearborn, Michigan is the new president-elect of the city council, Susan DeBaja, one of those four. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations. First of all, how did you react when you got the news?
Honestly, I was very stunned. It was wonderful to hear. I worked very hard. I was hoping just for a seat on council, but to get top numbers, it was very humbling.
Well, as you know, the national story about this, normally we wouldn't be focused on a city council anywhere in the country to this degree, but people are very interested in this because it's the first time that a majority of the city council is Arab American. I wonder if you, as an Arab American, see it that way, or do you just see it as, well, I'm Arab American, I'm on the city council, those two things have nothing to do with each other?
I do, and I'll tell you, I'm an Arab American. I'm there. I was elected by the people to serve all the residents of Dearborn. And the fact that there are several other Arab Americans doesn't mean anything more than, it just gives you about an idea of what their backgrounds are. But every council member on there I know is there to serve the interests of every resident in Dearborn. And it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, there's over 40% Arab Americans in Dearborn. So, it's just a makeup of what the community is.
Well, what do you think it says, though, about what the community is now, that this is the first time that it's happening?
Well, the majority of Arab Americans immigrated to Dearborn, some in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and a lot came in the 70s and 80s. And they've integrated really well and assimilated with the culture here. And I grew up here. I was born and raised here. And so we're all going out there getting our education, getting our careers, and focusing on being involved in city politics and local government, and I think that's really important.
So what is your agenda? Because Dearborn is a place that has a lot of things to work on, especially economically. What are you going to do first?
Well, I'd like to focus, as a parent, I have three children here I'm raising, and a primary concern is really our public services and our safety. I understand and recognize that due to difficult economic times that are shared by communities all across our nation, that we may not be able to keep everything that we want. I'd like to look at the budget and analyze where the money is being spent, figure out where we could shave off a few things so that we can make sure that those that I feel are priority for majority of families here in Dearborn, continue to stay, such as our, public safety, our firefighters, our police force. I think that's very important.
Well, Susan DeBaja, the new president-elect of the City Council in Dearborn, Michigan, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me again.